With KAZU News, I'm Erica Mahoney. Yesterday, we brought you a story about COVID-19 in the long-term care facilities that look after our elderly. Locally, some have been able to stop the virus from entering their facilities, but many have not. Today, we continue that story by going beyond the situation to talk about systemic issues and solutions. KAZU's Michelle Loxton reports.
When I asked two local healthcare experts what it's like to work in a nursing home right now and cope with the COVID-19 outbreak, their messages follow a theme.
I kind of perceive what's happening to be a trauma for the staff and for the residents.
Absolutely heartbreaking for all of us who worked on it.
Those are the voices of Maggie Pina with Alliance on Aging in Monterey County, followed by Dr. Gail Newell, the health officer for Santa Cruz County. Newell has been involved in a number of outbreaks at both skilled nursing and assisted living facilities in Santa Cruz County.
It happens so quickly in these vulnerable populations.
And outbreaks in these facilities can often be tragic.
The death rate in this population is very high.
Despite the heartbreaking circumstances, Newell is armed with suggestions for these facilities that could help prevent or slow the spread of the coronavirus.
Working actively with the staff to continue to educate them about appropriately donning and doffing, which is the fancy way of saying putting on and taking off their PPE.
Also,
good ventilation is a really big factor.
And
it helps if the facilities are able to offer full-time jobs so the employees don't need to shop around for a second part-time job. But I know that's not always economically feasible.
Employment challenges are a systemic problem, as Maggie Pina, the long-term care ombudsman program manager with the Alliance on Aging in Monterey County, explains.
Something we've seen across the state of California is just some of these caregivers, they don't even have health insurance.
Pina says healthcare workers are under a huge amount of pressure right now.
They're making less than $20 an hour, sometimes less than $15 an hour. Now they're essentially maybe putting their life at risk by working in a positive facility, or maybe they have family members they're caring for at home.
As an advocate, Pina makes unannounced visits to nursing homes to speak to residents to see what can be improved upon.
You know, when we ask them, what would make you feel better? It's like this pandemic being over, George Clooney coming to visit me in my room. You know, we collected arts and crafts supplies, like crossword puzzles. You know, many of them don't use social media or the internet.
And the isolation that's been put in place to protect residents is actually causing its own problems.
We are all having our own kind of emotional challenges from the isolation, right? But can you imagine that the only people you see are masked?
Pina says they've also noticed a pretty rapid decline in those with dementia because of the isolation. In this case, they actually recommend a compassionate care visit utilizing COVID-19 safety protocols. For Pina, talking about these challenges really does reveal the solutions. And as we head into the holiday season, these two local healthcare experts have these messages about the future of caring for our elderly. Dr. Gail Newell is thinking about the short term.
It's never been more true than at this time and this time of year when we're all craving time and physical touch with our loved ones. And yet it's never been more important to follow these social distancing requirements because of the current surge.
For Maggie Pina, it's about thinking about the long term too.
I guess my question is, like, how do we redesign safer, more compassionate, and more joyful environments for aging?
A question that's not only on the minds of these healthcare experts, but also the residents, their loved ones, and the staff inside these long-term care facilities. I'm Michelle Loxton. This is KEZU News.